Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Okay. One, two... And I just opened the door. I put my gun away, so I've got a hand holding the door and my other hand is empty.
Beautiful. Well, I know you've had a chance to explain the way you look to each other before, but this is a good opportunity to give a really good detailed explanation. As the two of you are facing each other, I assume, unless Adam's ducked out of the way at the last second, but as the two of you face each other in the upstairs hallway of the Chartreuse.
I am looking at Mikhail's nipples. Oh my. Yeah. Well, aren't you enormous? You are the largest man I have ever seen in my life. Jesus, what do they feed you in that country?
I want to throw up into the air and at you the bug that I found in my room. Well, one of the two bugs that I found in my room. Not very clever, cowboy.
Huh. That is very embarrassing. Looks exactly like one of mine. Anyway, you must be Mikhail. I am Icarus. My mom named me that because she had aspirations for me, but I don't think she read the rest of the story.
Wow, beautiful.
I am Mikhail.
Yes. Are you... What? How many eggs?
The lady from the inn is standing at the end of the hallway holding a plate of eggs for you, Icarus.
Amori!
I quickly, as soon as I spot her, I stand so that she can't see. I've still got my pistol behind my back.
She very tentatively walks down the hallway and hands the plate of eggs over to you. You can leave the plate out the front of your room and I will collect it when you are done. She turns around and scurries back downstairs.
Thank you very much, Amori. Merci beaucoup.
Merci beaucoup.
Well, are you going to stand in the doorway like a ginormous colossus of a man, or are you going to bend that body in half and come inside?
I am taken aback at this. I probably look a bit shocked. I thought we were about to nix this mission.
I've just walked back into the room to eat the eggs. I'm very confident that you're not going to kill me. Or I seem very confident.
I step in. Is Icarus looking at me right now?
No, I'm walking over to the one chair in the room with my egg.
Hi, I'm going to make the best out of this situation. I'm going to hide one of my bugs in your lampshade.
Okay. You, Icarus, hear the telltale sound of something being put somewhere. You don't have to react to it.
No. I ignore it. I wander over. Turn around to eat my... Sit down in the chair and turn around as though nothing has happened.
Yeah.
All right, big guy. What have you got?
I put my pistol away now because it was still in my fucking hand. Am I to assume that you have replaced my contact here?
I hadn't put that together. I thought we were just being lied to.
You both would have the phone number of the Longhouse, so... In a situation like this, you do have the option to call the same number that called you and try and figure out what's going on here, whether that's something you want to do or not.
How about we play a game? I'll tell you why I'm here, and you can tell me why you're here, and I will assume they are the same thing, and that will tidy the whole mess up. But the Longhouse called you?
I say nothing.
Hey, Jackson, can I tell if the Longhouse has called him?
You're not sure. It's unclear.
Actually, I think at the word longhouse, actually, to be honest, I might, like, soften a bit and I turn around, close the door behind me and say, you also work for the longhouse?
I have been known to do some consulting for them from time to time in between other pursuits. I do have to ask, was that you in Hungary?
If it was me in Hungary, you either would know about it or you would not know about Hungary at all.
Oh, I tell you what, I love that Russian get up and go.
We should call the longhouse to iron out this issue. Who were you supposed to meet, if anyone?
Some French folklorist, Stephen Fibularis. I don't think that's his name, though.
Do you
have a name?
They did give me a different name. I look at my hand. Look at like the palm of my hand. It is not important. I wipe it on my leg.
Okay. May I present a third hypothesis to you?
Go on.
We have been lured here on purpose. By maybe not the longhouse. So maybe we should keep our wits about us, big guy.
You think the CIA means to kill us both?
No, I don't think the CIA would try to kill me. They don't really do that sort of thing. Maybe it's the KGB who's called us both here.
I seem affronted at the very idea. I am loyal.
Give me a suggestion.
I am loyal, honor-bound member of the KGB. They would not consider it in a million years.
Yes, I'm sure that thought has never crossed the Kremlin's mind.
We will call the longhouse to discover the source of this issue.
All right, let me finish my eggs.
It's great because there's only one chair in the room, so I assume you're sitting at the chair and Mikhail just has to stand.
Tell me, big guy, what was your first experience with the longhouse?
With the supernatural or with the longhouse as an agent?
Oh, we'll start with entree before we get to main course.
Well, it was, wait a minute, nice try, you first.
Okay then, but I'm eating eggs, so this will take longer.
Perhaps the person who has the gun should decide who goes first.
Fair. Have you taken it out?
I haven't taken it out. I maybe just pat where it is, in like a pocket.
I will not shoot you, but this is just for my own enjoyment. On the count of three, and I'm putting the eggs down on the floor. On the count of three, we are both going to draw and see who's fastest. I'm not going to shoot. I just want to see.
Very well.
All right. You place the eggs down on the ground with the dust motes in the room illuminated by the small window. You can hear maybe outside like the tweeting of a bird and the like a fresh warm breeze coming through. You both draw.
Draw, cowboy.
Icarus, your gun is out in a flash, which is such a shock. Mikhail had his weapon on his person, prepared, ready for this, and you were in the process of putting eggs on the floor. Somehow, still, your weapon is out first. Though it is a close, close thing.
I wink. Blow him a kiss. Little kiss. Little. All right, so what'd you do to join the longhouse?
As like a petty form of revenge, I sit on your luggage as I tell the story.
My first experience with the longhouse was in 59. I was on an Air France flight out of Paris. We were supposed to touch down in Moscow, but there was engine troubles. The plane crashed, and I saw time slow down, manipulate, change. And in that moment, I saw death himself consider and then pass me over.
Wow. So what you're saying is you are the luckiest son of a bitch alive.
In the manner of speaking, yes.
And from there, obviously, the longhouse reached out to you, etc., etc.
They were there almost immediately.
Incredible. Well, mine's a little bit earlier, 56. I'm from a small town in America. You know, not really a big kind of crazy town. We grew up with
our mother, God rest her soul, or Satan, whichever one got to her first. She was a fascinating woman. She is the sole reason that I can speak German, because she wasn't convinced that they weren't going to win the war. And she wanted us to be prepared just in case. Now, you may ask, why not learn Japanese? She was also incredibly racist. Anyway, I'm in town in 1956. I'm freshly into the CIA Academy, and I stumbled across a group, some sort of strange religious fanatical group, who were deliberately putting demons into teenage boys. That is where I met a very good friend of mine, Father Ford, who introduced me to Longhouse, and I've been doing a bit of odd jobs ever since. So, we'll get to the main course later about our first experience with the supernatural, because I think you've got more in you than my plane crashed and death said, not today, Josephine.
Radio, so is one of you going to go make a phone call now that your formalities are out of the way?
I will make the phone call, I say, standing up.
I'll come out and join you. I'll just tidy these eggs up first.
Finish your eggs, cowboy. I will be there when you're done.
I search the room for bugs the minute Mikhail leaves.
You overheard where he placed the bug, so it's not hard for you to... Maybe literally the moment the door swings closed behind you, you reach up onto the kind of, like, the what do you call, like, the outline a door has? You know, like, the awning of a door? What do you call
door jam.
The door, yeah, the door jam. You just take the bug off there. It was not hard to find. You, Mikhail, descend the stairs into the sort of central area of the Chartreuse. Once again, you can see that phone, almost an antique, sitting in the corner of the inn.
Is there a lot of people around? Anyone around?
Nobody else. It's honestly, to be honest, just you at this point. Even Amori at this point is probably somewhere else.
Right before I make the phone call, I put a bug in the phone.
All right. That's what are you going to get? You're just going to get rural farmers
It's the only phone
town.
In the building.
That's true.
If Icarus makes a call, he might be making it from this phone.
You punch in the number for the Longhouse, and you can hear there's like a long, like maybe a minute of connections being made. You think to communicate with the Longhouse, there you're going through some clandestine channels. But eventually, the phone picks up, and the same woman that you spoke to in London or in at King's Cross Station answers.
Longhouse, where are you calling from?
This is Mikhail calling from the Chartreuse in Nanterre.
Understood. Is everything okay?
No, we have a mix-up. I have been issued the wrong sidekick.
You should be there with...
You can hear like a shuffling of papers.
Danielle Thibodeau.
Danielle is not here. I am speaking with Icarus Fortune.
She makes a noise. A kind of like... like a shocked noise. Like a... Like, she's realized that a mistake's been made. Then you can hear the sound of, like, you know when somebody's put their hand over the receiver?
Yeah.
And she barks something at someone else wherever she is.
Who said the Russian spy with the American spy? Whose great idea was that? Who's in charge of not there?
You can't quite make out what they're saying, but somebody's saying something in the background.
That's not good enough.
I am so sorry. That's on us. I assume that you're still happy to investigate the missing children? You've not killed him, have you?
Not yet, I say. Is there anyone else in the area who might be able to substitute for one of us?
Well, we've got to track down Danielle, so give us some time, and we can call you back at this number, yes?
Yes. We will look into what we can until then.
We'll try to figure out what went wrong here. Once again, our apologies.
I'm imagining it's one of those old-timey telephones where you've got, like, the part that you hold.
Yes, you're holding a bit. That's, when I say it's an antique, I mean, like, yeah, you're holding one to your mouth and one to your ear. Yeah.
I wonder if a bug would even fit in that.
You might have made, like, a kind of hack job of it, but it's... Yeah.
Sure, I hang up.
Probably as you hang up, you hear her being like,
but then where's Danielle?
And it hangs up.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Stephen yeah. Fibberosi.
Where'd they send you? Oh, no!
I've arrived. I've finished my eggs. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing the plate down with me.
Oh,
I'm
perfect.
Kind gentleman. Like that. I've also changed outfits.
Okay, I'm excited.
I'm in like a nice light summer suit and boater hat.
Did you, while you were eating your eggs, did you, because I know you were doing it beforehand, did you go over the information packet?
Yes, I read the rest of the information packet.
Immediately upon like opening it, you would realize that the Longhouse doesn't have a great deal of information about what's happening here. It seems like they don't have enough to go on as of yet. So in this information packet, you learn the names of the children. Would you like me to read them out to you? You
could. Yes, please.
So 6-year-old Toby Roden, 7-year-old Anita Dubost, 9-year-old Jordan Battier, and 12-year-old Sabrina Repace.
When were they all kidnapped?
Within the last 2 weeks.
Okay.
They've all disappeared. The addresses are there as well.
Coming into the town, was there missing children posters or anything that I would have noticed?
Nothing you saw on your way in, but you weren't really searching for them necessarily.
And no one on the bus mentioned anything.
No. As you would have come in as well, sorry, you would have seen there's a really large river that runs close to this place as well. Sorry, I forgot to mention that. Additionally, the information packet would describe to you or explain that given that the children are going missing every 30 years, that indicates to the Longhouse that it's either possibly a ritual that's being performed or something that has just lives a long time.
Yep.
But they're like, we just don't have enough information quite yet to know what it is. They also indicate to you that there's no folklore specific to the area that they think is relevant to this. That's something the Longhouse will often check out. And if you're going to a town, they'll be like, oh, hey, yeah, this in this particular area, there's the folk story of the ghouly gooby man. And he comes every 10 years to eat little boys who don't eat their vegetables. And the Longhouse will be like, hey, probably check this out.
He's probably real.
It's probably the ghouly gooby man, okay, end of the day. But they do indicate to you, and there'll be a section that's like precautions, I guess. And they would be like, look, religious iconography, fire, and cold iron are often pretty good bets for most things you're going to encounter.
Yep.
So that's kind of all that would be in the information packet. And there would be suggestions like, chat to the locals. But other than that, there wouldn't be much.
Is Amori back?
Probably if you hang out there for a little bit, she'd hear the commotion in the front of the chartreuse, and so she would return from out the back.
I've come down and filled Mikhail in on what I've read in the information pack, because I assume he has not read the information pack, because I'm not entirely sure if he can read. He's too big.
Yeah, it's too big to read. I know.
And I assume he fills me in on the phone call, but also maybe probably not.
I assume we're like sitting at a table alone here, and as you're giving me the information from the information pack, I want to imagine I'm just sitting there with my arms folded, staring at you like I wish I had my gun in my hands.
I'm aware. Very aware.
And then I would tell you about the phone call, yeah.
Well, lucky us, I guess.
Amori returns from out the back, and she makes a little like a noise of surprise. Oh, thank you very much for returning your plate of eggs. Hope you enjoyed them.
Oh, that is my absolute pleasure. They were cooked to perfection, Amori. Just
wonderful.
Purely wonderful. I fire off another wink.
She takes them out the back and then she returns behind the counter.
Say, can I ask you a question?
Of course.
So my friend and I, colleagues, obviously tourists this one, I'm familiar with France and traveling around and doing all sorts of things, but he's a bit of a galoot who never gets out of anywhere, really. I mean, look at the way he's dressed. So I was just wondering, is there some kind of fun tourist attraction we could take people to him to just to show him around the town? What about farming? Are you big on farming? What's your big crop here in town?
Any farms around the town? Yes, it is a farming town. We farm wheat primarily. Other than that, there's not a lot. It is quite a small town. It is shocking to me, I suppose, a little bit, if you'll forgive me, that anyone would come here as a tourist. I assumed you were traveling through to go somewhere else.
Oh, yeah, we're heading through to Nice.
Okay. Well, yeah, I'm sorry. There's not much else in the town to see. It is quiet.
The wheat thing, how's that go for you guys? I mean, I'm from a small town in America. There were farms there. We'd have good years and bad years. Is it just like, bang, constantly fantastic here? Because those wheat fields out there looked mighty impressive.
My father always talks about in 1903, there was a winter came through and we could not grow anything then. But otherwise, we do okay, yeah.
You never had another winter like that? It was just a lucky little one-off.
We have had bad winters, but that was a particularly bad one, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, I'm sorry that there's not more I can help you with.
No, that's all right. Thank you.
You're welcome, she says. Can I get either of you a drink?
I put my hand up.
Okay, what can I get you?
What do you have for vodka?
She rummages around at the back of the inn. You think that vodka is not often requested, and she pulls out a bottle, maybe dusts it off a little bit. The label maybe even is a little bit torn and hard to tell specifically what kind. Not many people, mostly they stick to beer, but we do have some vodka here, if that is to your liking.
Two.
She gets her two little shot glasses, pours two little things of vodka, and pushes them forward on the bar.
Leave the bottle.
Understood. She places the bottle down. You would assume, especially if you've been on longhouse contracts before, that a lot of this will be paid for by the longhouse.
I was going to say the cowboy's paying for it, but all right.
You'll need to send the longhouse like an invoice, but it'll be taken care of.
I give you one of the shots and I take the other one. Ura, I say, and I down my shot.
Chin chin. I down mine.
We should investigate the addresses of the missing children. Look for clues there. Perhaps there is something that has been missed, overlooked by police officers not searching for the occult. It would also behoove us to speak to the people. Perhaps you can do that, cowboy. You have a big mouth.
All right, so what child are you investigating first? So Toby Roden lives in a little farm outside of town. Mm-hmm. Anita Dubois is in a small suburban house on the town outskirts. Jordan Battier is in another suburban house near the river. And Sabrina Repas lives in a two-story flat in the center of town, which is probably the closest to you currently.
We'll go to that one.
Yeah. Oh, was that the most recent one?
That would have been the most recent one, right. Yeah.
Well, yeah, we'll go to that one then. How far is it? Do we need to drive?
It's within walking. No, it is within walking distance. I wish I could force you into your tiny car, but no, you could get there in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Walking out, do I see the car?
Probably, yeah. You'll probably park on the street.
Do I put two and two together?
Well, the car probably wasn't here when you arrived, so yeah, I would assume so.
I look at the car. I look at Mikhail. I squint. I look back at the car. We've got to come back to the hotel, so maybe it would behoove us, which I believe was your word, big guy, to maybe go further out and then come back in. Do you have means of transport?
Do you not?
No, I caught the bus in. I'm a man of the people.
Yes, I have the vehicle here.
Oh, that's... You drive that.
Yes. As a man of the people, I would assume you understand that a big, flashy car is... not good.
Doesn't have to be flashy to be big. Okay, let's go to Toby Roden.
Okay, the two of you squeeze into the tiny car. I don't know. You feels like you should be squished up against the window, Icarus, as you drive out of town into the wheat fields and beyond to a. So it's mostly wheat fields, but there are occasionally little like. Very rural, almost like a kind of archaic kind of farm where it'll be like three cows, a couple of goats, and some chickens. in amongst these larger wheat fields, which you feel like are probably more of a like an industrial farm as opposed to kind of like a personal farm. Anyway, you arrive at Toby Roden's farm. You can see it's a small brick house with empty fields behind it, in which you can see some cattle. The brick house is one story and has like a fence out the front and a kind of messy sort of lawn. A messy, probably a bit muddy, drying in the sun sort of lawn. Nobody is visible at this point.
I've spent the entire drive trying to talk to Mikhail.
I grunt mostly. Otherwise, I give one-word answers where I can.
We have any best friends.
Yeah, I mean, evidently.
We should speak to them first. Do we have any idea of a cover story?
I've got a fabulous idea. I'm going to talk, and you are not.
Do you have any explanation? I just want to check. Do you have any explanation for why you are here? I, obviously, perhaps a bit strange for a tourist to come here, but yes, I could be going on to somewhere like Nice. You, on the other hand, a used car salesman, does not necessarily have a lot of reason to be here in regional France.
I tell you what, I feel like you're putting that on me because you got done over by a used car salesman who sold you a car for a mouse.
This rental is very economical.
Oh, okay.
The door to Toby Roden's house opens, and you see a large, balding man in a pair of overalls. Maybe he's got like a kind of wispy mustache. He looks in his maybe in his 40s, late 40s. He opens the door because you've been yelling at each other, and he's... Can I help you?
Right before we turn to talk to him, I let go of the car door that I've been holding, and Icarus, you notice that it is warped from me gripping it tightly.
As I see that, and a part of me panics, a small voice in the back of my head is like, you can draw your gun faster than he can. That's going to maybe keep you alive.
You got that in your back pocket.
It's not about drawing the gun faster, it's about killing me faster than I can kill you.
Are you lost? He says.
I... don't think we are. Are you the owner of this farm?
We?
I laugh very audibly next to him. He just walked out the front door.
What do you think, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. You may be able to tell, but I am certainly not from around here due to my obnoxious accent that must be generally grating to your French ears.
He nods.
My humblest apologies to that, sir. I'm an investigative journalist. This is my photographer and assistant.
I hold up my camera.
Yeah. You know, as you tell your lie that you're an investigative journalist, you see the man, he kind of steps back, maybe puts his hand to his mouth like he's thinking, trying to see whether he believes you. And then he looks behind you to Mikhail holding the camera up, and it seems like that's what cinches it for. Like, he's like, I don't know. And then Mikhail holds the camera up, and he's like, well, he's got a guy with a camera. That makes sense to me. And you can see immediately, you got an exceptional success, so you can see immediately all of the kind of like tenseness and the sort of like standoffishness of this man completely melts away, and he seems just sad. He seems just no longer angry or kind of annoyed. He just seems a bit dejected. Oh, is this about Toby?
Oui.
Come inside, he says. He turns around and he walks into the farmhouse.
I'll come in for the interview, but if it's okay with you, my associate here, the photographer, is going to take some photos of the property for the piece.
Would you like to have a look in Toby's room? Is that...
We'll do that too, but he might just wander and take some photos around the house while we talk. Is that okay, sir?
Of course. Sure.
Just before you walk off to do that, Mikhail?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, put out your hand.
I give you my hand.
I put the bug in it that you put in my room. I think you dropped this earlier.
Thank you for returning it.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.